The Sentai Review, episode 167, Go Busters Mecha. I hit the button!
The button! Bill fucked up!
Was it a muffin button?
When did I fuck up?
At the very beginning.
We just spent 20 minutes bullshitting, so you forgot. Just like for everybody for next week, get ready for low energy, because I'm moving into my new apartment on the next filming scheduled day, so fuck, we're going to be dead.
There is a way to have high energy. Purposely drink like four
bottles. I am not
bottles.
Going out to get cocaine. Drink, I do not want to go to jail.
Drink four bottles of water and everybody comes into this tiny room and has to piss for the whole episode.
But, wait, except for me, I'll be taking a nap in front of the door. Because I am fat as hell.
Well, in that case, we'll be taking turns pissing out the window.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody's like, God damn, episode. Get this fucking episode over with.
Can you guys please turn around? I have a nervous bladder.
Everybody watch him.
I can't pee!
So in case you don't know, we're about to talk about Go Busters.
And not pee.
I don't know, this might be pretty shitty too.
Last I checked, we already covered the pissing bot.
It's interesting that we are just now on Go Busters, and our show is just now on Go Busters.
Yep.
Technically, we are reviewing...
What's
the
Rangers?
Most recent Rangers.
Yeah.
That's even weird. Though they're 6 years old.
And they're not even out here in America yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Comes out in February.
That's what I mean. We are about to review the most current Rangers.
That technically means we're caught up.
From 6 years ago.
Technically, that means we're caught up 6 years behind.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's some fucked up shit.
Everybody get your chrono
trigger
on.
Saban went backwards.
I really do want to get my chrono trigger on.
Well, you can't.
Bullshit.
Nope,
you can't. But it's okay, because I'm going to jump in my DeLorean takeoff.
Frog is in a skillet.
Yep.
Not Frog, he's awesome.
Was awesome.
And now he was
awesome.
Delicious.
Frog legs.
Yep.
Chrono's going to be pissed.
No, he's
dead.
Depends on what ending you get.
No, he's still dead.
He's dead.
Yep.
He's full of dead.
The robot will be mad.
Robot hasn't been built yet.
Yep.
Luca will be mad.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's dead.
Shane.
She died in the fire.
Shane. Just wait for the remaster or the remake. It'll take about 20 or 30 years, but we'll get there.
Fuck. And then they'll all die again.
Yep.
In high definition.
Yeah. Highly
in 4K. In 4K definition.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Fucking Warhammer.
No.
That game sucks.
What's the first...
We're on Buster Hercules!
Oh, no.
Hercules!
Oh, wait, wrong thing.
Is this robot, by chance, played by Kevin Sorbo?
That would be nice, but probably not.
Definitely not.
Holy shit!
Definitely not.
This dude is armed for fucking bear!
Is his gun a jet?
I think his gun is a jet. Yeah, that looks like a jet cockpit right there.
Looks like both arms are from it.
That would be kind of cool if there's like a jet that he takes apart to get his weapons.
That is dope.
I would not hate that. That's pretty cool.
Don't know how I'm feeling about the headpiece thing, but...
What, the Big Bad Beetleborg?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Big Bad Beetleborg.
It'd be alright.
Oh, next. You will be! By the time we get to reviewing the DVDs
this dude
again...
This screams Gundam
I was going
to
say, his gun is fucking straight up Gundam wing time.
Does he have a Vulcan cannon, Vulcan gun
chest?
It
looks like that is a gigantic, crazy Vulcan cannon chest. Yes.
Okay, that would be like Troa's Gundam, heavy
Even
arm.
Even though it, I think it's actually like a wheel.
Looks like a Gatling chest with a pincer thing, just like Shenlong, with the gun thing, just like fucking Wing.
Now it needs a scythe, like Death
well,
Scythe.
Well, it's got a hook.
Yeah, it does a have a hook. Which that's is kind of like heavy arms where ka-ching was connected to his...
Oh, yeah.
His, yeah.
But there's nothing about Sandra... Oh, we don't care about that one.
Oh.
Shoulders.
Yeah, the shoulders.
Yeah.
Sandrock.
Big poofy shoulder things.
Damn.
Pauldrons.
We don't... But we don't have a scythe, so...
No, that's probably reserved for another mech.
Next.
Like, seriously, this dude actually looks pretty sweet.
This dude looks like a fuck-mothering robot.
It's and a Hercules. He killed a lot of monsters there in that title. So
it's a Hercules. It's gonna
such.
Be.
I am not hating this. I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's even his design. It could just be his style. Like he always seems to be taking very awesome, dramatic, sweet poses and very Gundam
Long
stances.
Walks through the city.
Next.
That's it.
That was him.
Damn, I wish we had more pictures. This dude is actually sweet. I'm giving this guy a 4.
You know how we always say that over-design can be a bad thing?
Sometimes it's
good. Sometimes it can be a good thing.
I don't know if he's over-designed. See, that's just it. I don't know if he's over-designed. I can't really tell. It seems like his legs, they have a function. It seems like these are not just big, bulky legs. It looks like they do something. And the gun and everything is really big and everything, but that's fine for what it's supposed to do. And if you drop these two weapons, it looks like his arms are movable and versatile.
Yeah.
I don't...
He can pinchy-pinchy you, so...
That's it. That's actually pinchy-pinchy. That could be like a Tesla gun. Could just arc between the two and just fire out something.
Yeah.
We don't know because we didn't get to see it do anything, but it's still sweet. Otherwise, you got a sweet pair of needle-nose pliers on your left arm.
So far, I'm not hating him.
3.8.
I'm going to hope that this guy sets a standard for all of this and give him a straight-ass 3 and say that if the attitude is consistent throughout the series in all mechs, not so much design, but just say that attitude, the fact that they take those poses, that the camera work is nice and solid, and that the fights are worth watching, and they right. got that Gundam appeal, I will enjoy this.
I'm going 3.5.
What you got, Seth?
Nah, I got to agree with the 3.8. Like, he's definitely, like, he's not quite, you know, even if you're some random douchebag, you'll be able to enjoy it, but, you know, like, he's definitely much higher than average. So, for that man, he is a 3.62.
Now, I'm noticing a trend already, Scott, with these pictures.
I tried to go low. I didn't want to overkill because of
that's
how,
okay.
because.
Well,
that's
no,
because
I just remember all the other times we've had like 4. They have sucked so goddamn bad.
Yeah, but other times we've also
yeah,
had
other times
arm
you were here
and
for
leg.
You were here for the 30 fucking robots in one episode,
yeah.
5 pictures per robot.
And all they did was change one
yeah,
thing.
I got a new arm.
I was here
my
for that.
Leg moved to my arm. My arm moved to my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that
my
was the one that had the candy cane.
One nothing.
That was the series with the candy cane
okay,
weapon for
you're
one of
them, right?
About,
you're talking about
one.
Charge, dino charge.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
there,
one.
There was
we've
like
done it at
six
least
of those.
Yeah, 6-7 times.
Well, I've still been around for at least one where there was a fuck ton of different variations and all they did
right.
was change one thing.
It's time for Go Buster Ace.
All right, this dude is pretty
that looks
pretty
nice.
Sweet, actually.
I don't hate that at all.
Is that a, yeah. like a lion on his chest?
I can't tell the
some
animal
kind of,
yet.
Some kind of panther-like face.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's
well,
more
we're talking
like a
beast
it's a cat. It's definitely a cat, a yeah. feral giant cat thing.
Okay, there's a, well, we can go through all the feral cats.
It's probably the Red Ranger's like single Megazord or
yeah,
something.
Probably, because if memory serves, Go Busters, those were the ones where the fucking the chick had like the blue bunny that looked like the Vespa from, damn it, why'd my brain die? Hey, all right, because my brain always dies. From fucking Footy Cootie. And then the fucking, the blue dude had the gorilla that turned into a go-kart.
That was more their, like, little standard vehicle things, though.
But, I mean, because I can't remember what the fuck the red dude had.
His helmet, the headpiece is very Gundam. The shoulders are very Gundam. That stance, it looks like they're really pulling from that attitude.
Other than, like, the cat chest, it is very, very almost Gundam-y.
Next.
Still can't tell.
Okay, this is definitely vehicle. Yeah, the shoulders are vehicle.
Wonder what kind of vehicle it is. Probably some
kind of
car.
From the side, I'm still thinking this is like a cat, like a tiger, something.
Yeah.
Leopard thing.
It's a puma.
Puma.
El Chupatangi.
What'd I tell you about making up animals? No.
I also gotta say, this is not just red. It's that hard, metallic, gleamy red, which really stands out and looks nice.
It kind of pops a little bit, actually.
It's a metallic candy apple red.
Next.
Mm-hmm.
There's that seat.
He's getting ready to uppercut a motherfucker.
These camera angles, this interests me. I'm very interested to see the new series now because, like, I like this, that they're going out of their way to create these dynamic angles.
Mm-hmm.
That might be an attitude that follows through the whole series if we're lucky, and that could make the series very enjoyable, at least, to watch. Mm-hmm. Next. Oh, see? Oh,
cool,
that's sweet.
Don't look at explosions.
I think he just flew through somebody.
Yep.
At 7:54.
Which means the episode's almost over, so he just flew through somebody.
Because remember, Shane, they have to be to school by 8.
Next.
That's it.
I'm going to give this guy a 4.
And actually, go back one real quick, Bill.
I like him.
Just looking at that helmet, he's got a very samurai-esque feel to him, too. I dig it. I dig it a lot. This one gets a 4 also. Like this series is infinitely better than some of the other ones we've seen starting.
5.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's dropping a hardcore
like
5 on
him. I like this.
He is really cool. His design is really... Here's the only thing I'd miss. I'm going to give him a 4.2 for one folly on his part. Does he just punch people to death?
More
he didn't seem like he had a weapon.
Unless he does like a chest beam something.
No idea.
We didn't get
no clue, like, but we'll figure that out later.
That's part of the strength. Yeah. That's the strength and weakness of our show and what we do.
Okay. I'm
we
gonna
don't
wait
watch
till his is locked
and
in.
Because we don't watch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I know you don't like that series. G Gundam, Neo America, Chibity.
Okay.
Boxing Gundam. I can't remember the name of it.
I don't think that guy looks like him, but okay.
No, I'm just saying. He punched shit to death.
I know what you're talking about.
There you go.
You misunderstand when I say I don't like G Gundam. There are two kinds of mecha. There are super mecha and real mecha. And when you talk anime, those are the only two kind of mecha that exist.
Yeah.
I'm a real mecha fan. From day one, in episode one, Gundam was beatable.
Yeah.
It suffered major damage. It was always in repair. The child had to learn how to use it. And even when he became better, there's an episode where Salem Mass has to pilot it, and it gets part of its foot cut off by not even a hardcore enemy. But losing that foot, it was done. G Gundam is not built like that. G Gundam is super mecha. They shoot beams and fly around and are strong enough that literally Domo Kashu... fucking, he could literally fight a war by himself.
Yeah.
By himself, he could do it. If there were 700 Zakus in front of him, he'd be like, "Bada-bada-bada-bada fingers," and everybody would die.
Yep.
Everybody. That's the reason I don't like Gundam Wing. I like its design. I like the show. I watched it. But if you ask me if I prefer it, no, because Wing Gundam could fight a war by himself. It's uninteresting to me.
Because all he has to do is bust out the double buster.
Didn't he blow up a colony?
Yeah, he shot a colony with the double buster.
And sold it in the Gundam Epion cut a colony in half.
Right, because they're super robots.
Yeah.
And that's what Power Rangers are, to be fair. Power Rangers are super mecha.
Yep. Which, by the way, I gave that man a 4, so altogether he's a 4.24.
Okay.
Who's next up?
We are on Go Buster Kiro O.
Kiro O.
Oh my God, it's Wind or it's Airman with fucking subs in his legs.
You have two good mechas. You have to get them.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's Airman with subs in his leg and his dick.
He has the power to push others away.
Yep.
Good.
Next. It's a frog. Yeah,
that's
it is.
That's what I was thinking.
That is a frog.
A frog.
It's Adam. He's back. That poor son of a bitch.
Does the frog fly?
Maybe.
Like, does he turn into like a jet mode thing and fly?
It's a hover frog.
Oh my gosh.
That, I mean, it could be. I don't know. Like to see it. But kind of neat.
But the tongue, though.
Yeah. What is up with that tongue?
It's a gun.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think it's a giant cannon gun.
From back here, way in the back with tiny screen, it looks like it's got like a little pinchy claw at the end
of
the tongue.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it a pinchy glove?
I think this is a gun. I think this frog is very much...
It's a speeder bike.
If I had to compare him to something, it wouldn't be your favorite thing, but he feels like the ball of the Power Rangers universe.
Fair enough, no.
With the proper... pilot, the ball can be amazing.
Dude.
Right.
The ball is amazing, period.
I like the frog. There's others connecting, so let's see what else we got.
Next.
That's not others, but fine.
That's that perfect dynamic. I don't even like this thing, but I like this thing. What's happening right here where the camera is this way and it's tilted just enough up and there's all this water coming up and you got this hardcore action pose. This is going to be stylistic as shit when you watch it. There's no doubt in my mind.
You know, if he decides to invert the spinning motion on those fans instead of blowing people away, he's literally just going to suck that guy's face into his intakes and just kill him.
I know what that frog is.
What?
It's an aquatic vehicle.
Maybe he came out of the water
Think of a sub. Think of like a
propellers.
The propellers, yes.
Maybe like a
Zeus.
Yes,
more like an airboat.
You know what he is? Mm-hmm. Hold on. Next. Okay. That's a Zigok. Look at his hands.
Yeah.
Pinchy three things. He might very well be aquatic. He's very big and bulky and he probably turns those fans on, unlike shooting the lasers like the Zigok. That's a Zigok.
Yeah.
See, I'm okay with that.
I like that. I don't like the Zigok.
Well,
I've heard people argue that it's a Zigok, but I'm just going to say it the way I say it, and you knew what I was talking about.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. I like it. At first, I didn't. When I first looked at it, I thought, God damn it, bulky, crappy, he doesn't even have hands.
Yeah, what are your first impressions? Did you change just now like us? Because I feel like I have a little better opinion going through the pictures and talking about him than just looking at him.
Well, concerning you guys are always talking about Gundams and stuff, and I'm like, okay.
To be fair.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's just like if you were going to sit out here and talk about Mumra, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What?
Mumra's awesome!
Sure.
You don't bash Mumra.
I don't even know what he looks like.
A mummy.
Yep, congrats.
So it's cat versus mummy?
He can... But he can get roided up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be a roided out mummy.
Cat versus mummy on roids?
Yep.
Or Bane-level venom roids?
Not quite Bane-level.
Redfield creatine pancake in the morning roids.
That's kind of not a joke. Yeah. Mumra goes from looking like Chris Redfield RE1 to Chris Redfield fucking RE5
when
and 6.
Before he bulks up, he's literally just a mummy.
So you're telling me that he just gets buff.
He says some kind of incantation. Do you remember what
he summons the ancient spirits of evil.
So, transform, yep, I remember that.
So you're telling me that if I took it away, he'd say, don't take away the venom!
Yes. Pretty much.
Yes.
Yes, in a way.
Well, no, because there are the instances where Bane is literally a scrawny little dude, and then they jack him up with the venom. He goes, blah, blah, blah.
There's some instances where Bane is also still muscled, but not as much. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it's basically that.
Yeah, so see? Do you understand? Fandom is big. And you can love a thousand things
and not know a damn thing about a million.
When I talk about mecha stuff, my main reference point to mecha is Gundam. My first reference point to mecha
is Gundam.
No.
Oh.
The first reference point I have to mecha is Robotech. That's where I seen it first.
Oh, see, I was about to say, it's like, My point of reference is Gundam also, but nowhere near as much as Robotech.
And that's your neighborhood.
Which is
right
my
there.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
And my first point of contact is this shit.
So Rangers.
Yeah.
Or Voltron. Which do you think you saw first? Because there was Voltron on in the morning when we went to
Voltron,
school.
See, that's the thing.
I would say probably Rangers, because technically speaking,
I might have been Voltron first.
Like, because when I was
might
a
have
kid,
been. There was like this one weird TV show that had this boy and this giant robot.
The Iron Giant?
No. It's a TV series.
No, he's
so.
Dead.
There was a TV series. It was a cartoon.
It's not a...
I liked The Iron Giant.
It's like a Japanese show that was brought over and dubbed. So, I forgot what it was called. I know that they did release it on DVD
recently. He was a boy.
Yeah, a little boy.
Astro Boy.
No.
Because he had a giant robot.
It wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have by chance. Okay, how early are we talking? Are we talking like Ascaflowne?
It's not cartoon.
Right,
live
it's an anime.
TV series.
Oh.
Oh, it was
live action.
Live action
cartoon series.
Then I got no.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Because, yeah, literally, my mother used to have to be to work at like 6:30 in the morning. So because we went out of district to go to school, because basically as long as, you know, we were at our grandma's and she fed us two meals, which would have been breakfast and dinner, technically they counted that as our residence. So when I was a kid, it was wake the fuck up at 5 a.m. to go to kindergarten, and I would watch DBZ and Sailor Moon, and then it wasn't until I got home and watched shit at the end of the night.
Three.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I forgot. I put all that shit
no,
down.
No, you're fine. We just got into a fandom discussion,
right,
which was relevant to what we were talking
right.
about. Because while we talked about Zigok and Gundam to reference what we were seeing,
I have no freaking clue.
He doesn't have that reference
right.
point.
Which is also why it makes me difficult to find additional Gundam images when
because he
know.
Doesn't know it.
Yeah,
right.
Which is also the reason I kind of went out of my way on the last time we talked about a mecha thing. I went and found the picture and sent it to the messenger.
Yeah,
specifically because I knew he doesn't know.
Right.
Unless it's easy for me to just Google it.
Right.
Which Z got pretty easy. It's ZGOK.
Yeah.
3.5.
They came in blue. That was the standard. But there is a red one that Char Aznable had modified.
Yep.
Chars are always red. Except for...
So is Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Yeah, you're right. No, Johnny has red, but I like Char. So.
I'm at a 3.8.
It's not even really Char. It's not his real name.
Bill.
But nobody knows that.
I'm thinking... Give him a 3. He is still too bulky and too funny to me, but I do think he's still pretty cool.
And he has a right. frog.
I'll do a 3.3 because...
Frog. Yeah. Adam. I like Adam. Frogs. Frogs are cool.
I mean, it's not bad if it's legit an aquatic vehicle, but he's still...
Almost positive it's an aquatic...
For some reason at Limestone, the freshmen were referred to as frogs.
Yep. Makes no sense.
I have no idea why, but that was a term that was used at Limestone to describe freshmen, frogs.
At least until after you guys left, and then it just became the standard, hey, freshy, and it's like,
yep.
whatever.
Oh, I mean, freshy was still used, too.
Right, but I mean, more so than anything else, but 3.32 for frog guy with blue feet.
Hey, still,
okay,
so far, this series is not bad, because it's above 3 so far on all
well, eventually,
three.
We got to get
that
a bad one.
That puts us on the Go Buster King. Not to be confused with the Go Burger King.
Aw, but I'm hungry.
Holy
dude,
shit.
He's got a big spear.
Dude, his weapon is sweet.
Dude, he's fucking huge.
And it looks a lot like the weapon that they gave to our Dragonzord-Megazord combination thing.
Yeah.
Dragon-Megazord?
He looks like he might be able to move.
Oh, yeah, because his knees don't hit his fucking chest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we see a different picture?
Yeah,
I need to see his face.
Let's do that. Next.
Didn't help. Oh, gorilla, rabbit, beetle, stag.
A lot of Zords go into it.
Oh.
Or a lot of...
Oh, God dang it.
Tatagami lion.
So that's so this is definitely a Megazord.
Yeah.
So the others that we've seen so far would be equivalent Zords, where maybe. This is a Megazord. And well, maybe the first
that
one...
that red one early on was probably a single Zord.
I think that's a Zord.
Hold on, my question is, it's GTO2, is that...
RH03, BC04, SJ05, LT06.
Now, where's the 01?
You guys fucked up just now. I cannot fucking believe it. We run a Sentai show. You guys talked at same time and did not finish with Super Sentai.
Damn it.
You just went through every single thing. GTO2, RHO3. You went through every, and you spoke at the exact same time, synced perfectly, hit the end, and then was just like,
Oops.
Welcome to the show. Herp dop deep dop doop is what we do all day, every day.
We're not perfect, Dad! Wait, Bill, hold on. Bill, it's me and Shane.
I notice it every day.
Oh, God. Damn, that went dark. See, I was just going to say, it's me and Shane. Of course we're going to fuck it up, but damn.
Take it to a dark place.
Go to the next one now. Fuck.
Next.
Hurting my feelings.
Oh, that's
dude,
too cool.
I love his
fucking
so
night
fucking
fight.
Epic at night.
Fucking night fight.
7:49 at night.
Dude, how many night fights do you remember?
Very few.
Right.
Like in Mighty Morphin, they blocked out the sun because the fucking Megazord
was
solar.
One night fight. No, there are two night fights in Mighty Morphin that I remember. One is when they blocked out the sun, which still doesn't count to me. I still thought it was too damn bright. But the other is when they put that big fucking face in the sky.
Mm.
It was like a nighttime battle. I remember that. It was in the city. It wasn't Doomsday, or was it? Was Doomsday when he fought the Zord? Like, Goldar had his own Zord, and there was also the face in the sky that was, like, breathing ice?
I remember the crystal-like hair thing.
Yeah.
That was the head...
And it was all it was really dark. That was a night fight that I remember.
You don't get very many night fights because the bad guys sleep at night.
Yeah, I think that was
so
the Doomsday. It was the Doomsday two-parter.
Yeah. Is that the one? Is that the one I'm thinking?
Yeah. I would just flip-flop my schedule because the heroes sleep at night too.
I think the only other one that I could think of would possibly be like Serpentera, but that wasn't really so much a night fight.
That's
as,
space.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. But seriously, this dude is awesome.
The
I like
only
his,
thing
look
I can say here. Is that even after seeing all those pictures, I'm a little worried that he always seems to have the same pose, and I can't see him because his weapon is too awesome.
I think he does look very bulky. Doesn't seem like he can move very well. That's why he has a really long spear. I don't need to move.
There you go. No, 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 go back. Okay, zoom in a bit. I mean, the knees,
same,
at least.
It's the exact same.
Right, but I mean, at least that got a better shot of the legs, because, I mean...
Not really, it's the same,
it's
shot.
The
same
shot. Is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a background to it. Cut out the background.
Fair enough.
And then the other image we have, the nighttime.
He looks like he can walk fine.
Yeah.
It just seems like from his
he
waist up is bulky.
Mobile as the other guys.
That's his chest, this lion thing.
Yeah.
So that's him. That's not the weapon. That's him.
I really do dig the fact that a large chunk of his head is kind of like hidden-esque, so all you really see are eyes. That I like. That I like a lot.
Yes, that's pretty cool.
I do like that. It gives him a more ominous...
Well, okay. No, it gives him a more kingly feel. Like, I am the big motherfucker. You don't look at me. You bow down or you die.
The name is King for a reason.
Exactly.
Well,
three.
Yeah, I think because I can't see him, his weapon's really cool, and that's getting most of the grades. So 3.5, if I could tell what he was, but I can't.
3.6.
4.5. Because I really dig that, and it to me, it has a lot of feel of like knightly stuff.
Thank
like
you.
The big bulky armor and stuff.
Freaking
yeah.
Sword.
Oh no.
I don't need 75 pictures of ass.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm at a 4, so that's 3.72 for the King Man.
All right, man.
We are on Go Buster Leo. Which this I think is a
that would
the
have been
standalone
the rest, yeah.
thing.
That's
unless
him without,
this is
that's
him without
that's
the weapon.
That's him without the weapon.
That's him without the weapon. And
so once he gets the weapon, he gets the form, because the weapon is probably a major part of it somehow.
Right.
Well,
which cuts back to that new arm shit.
Yeah.
Slightly. I mean, the head also changes.
No, I think that's the same head.
No, but the
armor
itself
changed a bit. I just think this used to be more in front of him.
He gets bulkier when he gets the weapon.
I think those are the same legs.
They
those
are
the same.
Same
those
arms,
are the same, yeah.
Same chest. I pointed it out at the nighttime area.
Right.
I think it's just him without the weapon. I think we got another one of those things where weapon, form.
Which is another case why I tried to get few images.
Right.
Yeah.
Next.
But he looks so cool.
See, there's that attitude again. This, I want to see this.
Me too.
I'm truly looking forward to seeing. The attitude of what I'm seeing is very good.
Whatever he did in Mission 36, fuck.
At 7:58, Shane. That's his finisher's Mission 36.
Dude, I swear to God, if that is his finisher, that is the most amazing finisher ever.
It's 7:58. They're doing their recap or talking about the next episode.
Yeah, no, that's
they got 2 minutes to get to school.
That actually could be what that is.
Yeah.
That could be them addressing Mission 36, could literally be Episode 36 in Japan.
Yeah.
And they're probably like, next time on, or last time, or whatever.
Next time,
nope.
I'm back.
Nope.
Even if that's true, I'm not going to believe it. Nope, that's his finishing move, Mission 36.
Okay, yeah. So that was that guy.
I'm giving that guy a 3.8.
Hold on, I need a drink, damn it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give this guy a 4. God damn it, I'm not writing shit down.
Okay, well, it's only two numbers.
8
so.
Plus 4 plus...
Yeah. 3.4. He's cool.
I'll do a 3.5.
Excellent.
I'm at a 4, so we'll divide by the 3.74, which I think is fairly close to the last one. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. He beat his other form with Gigantic Spear by 0.02.
Okay.
Wow.
We are now on Go Buster. Oh.
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 Ha.
He got a sword.
Well, he...
Same legs. Same thing. Same
shoulders.
New head, new body, new weapon.
The legs are a gorilla.
Right.
That just seems to be like the basis for the legs, but that also could be... Because it's the biggest of the robots.
No, this is what we've been talking about. We started seeing this about almost 10 mechs back. What they do is there's like 9 guys. So there'll be 2 different sets of legs, 2 or 3 different bodies, 2 or 3 sets of arms. Mm-hmm. And because you took this arm off and put a new arm on, that's a new form. And yeah. We've seen this a lot now, which is why there's 2 pictures three pictures.
There was a lot of fatigue.
Yes.
Because we were getting like 25, 30 pictures of the same motherfucking dude with just a different armor and leg.
Yeah. Yep. Sometimes we'd have to... Sometimes, I remember one time, he changed from blue to red, and we didn't even notice it. We were like, what? This is the same fucking guy. And then we were like, we had to switch back to the other guy and be like, oh, he's blue.
If you listen to those episodes, you will see a board.
Yeah.
Board crew. We're just like, okay, next.
That's like, literally the reason why when it comes to Kyuranger, I told fucking Scott, literally, all of them are going to be the exact same Zord. It's just going to be blah, blah, Zord 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blah, blah, Zord 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, blah, blah, Zord where... I said, no, that all counts as fucking one because it's still the same motherfucking thing.
But if it's listed differently...
No, because it's a sub-listing. It's a subclass.
And we have to go through the subclasses.
No, bullshit. Main name.
If it's an actual robot and they're listed differently,
I don't
they
list
have
it
a different
two.
Name.
There's that guy.
I don't see. He's got like this cool like Viking helmet feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the stag. I don't know. Beatles.
Next.
That's no, I think
sweet.
That's the bunny ears on the
bunny.
Helmet.
I forgot there was a rabbit.
That is still so fucking sweet.
I
he's
like
got a scuba mouth.
Nope, I'm going to call that a moustache.
It's
yes,
definitely
moustache.
A scuba mouth.
You can call it what you want. It's moustache.
No,
it's
a
scuba stash.
It's a pipe moustache.
That's a scuba stash.
It's scuba stash.
Acceptable.
Next.
Scuba stash.
We're done with that guy.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, I'll drop a 3.
Yeah, it's going to go to 3 because
three.
It's starting to do that thing.
Make it easy, Seth.
Fuck no, I gotta be difficult on my own damn self. That's a 3.5. So that's a 3.1. Difficult.
That guy right there that we're about to look at is the great GoBuster.
Please tell me he poses.
Oh, there's that weapon we
so
liked.
He's got the big awesome spear, and his he's got the big jet gun.
Holy shit.
Dude, look at his fucking head.
I can't. It's too small on the screen right now.
That's what she said.
Bill, prepare to zoom in.
Preparing to zoom in.
Look
zoom
at that.
In.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. That dude is weird but cool. He's got like, oh, God, what the hell. Fuck, I had it in my head for a second. I can't think.
Welcome to the club.
I see Mega Man here. I think he looks like Tengu Man.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Yeah.
And I also know about Tengu Man, so we're going to go ahead and say yes.
Well, he also kind of has a pseudo feel of Quint from the Game Boy games.
Oh.
Which is future Mega Man.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I see it.
No, you don't, Shane. Shut your mouth!
I had to turn around and look at him.
Bill
like,
just
so
had
full
to go and stare. He'd be like, the fuck?
I know of Game Boy. Like,
I know of Game Boy.
Like, Bill knows Quint probably only because of Mega Man 8-Bit Deathmatch.
Ooh!
Yeah,
there's
a crane. What's the crane? What's
yeah,
the crane?
That's the small ones that go into it.
Crane is... we've already seen the crane.
Yeah, the
you guys
crane
already
we've seen
listed
the hook from before.
But I don't remember this. The helicopter, the yellow helicopter seems new to me. There's
that's
that red.
That
there's that red
piece.
Guy.
Yeah. There's the car.
Isn't that the lion?
Dude, that car is sweet.
And yeah, then that car the is gorilla. Sweet. The gorilla is the fucking
gorilla
the truck.
Is like a semi trailer thing.
The rabbit, which is not,
is yellow, which is the fucking
oh,
helicopter.
Yeah. There's the jet, Bill.
And there's the Veritech that turns into weapons.
That's the stag, yeah. I think.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what that.
You said the rabbit was yellow?
Me of a bit,
yes.
Bill?
So the rabbit's a helicopter?
No, yes.
The
jet that Gundam flies on.
Jet, that jet is, because now I know what this is, and it's parts that go onto him, and parts that go onto him change what he is and gives him different abilities and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And this has an outrageous Gundam feel. This is pretty much stolen from the very beginning of Gundam Seed Destiny.
Yes. It's the gun. It's the Strike Gundam.
Yep, that constantly switches out parts, and then like because he has that launched, jet that comes out, and then he'll take it, and he has new weapons, or it'll plug into his back, and it changes who he is.
I'm trying to remember. There's the Strike Gundam, which just has the two knives.
Now,
it's the Aegis,
on this
which
moment,
has the sword and shield,
on this moment,
big gun.
Mm-hmm. On this moment, you are almost at the same amount of knowledge as me because I made it 10 episodes in and said, nope.
Yeah.
So the only thing I really know is that guy says, it's the freedom! And I also know that Strike Gundam is cool. And that's as far as I got in that series.
Well, Strike was in Seed, and then they got the Freedom Gundam at the end of Seed, and then Freedom was the primary vehicle
nope, not
for
the Strike,
Seed
then.
Destiny.
Because Destiny is the... Destiny's where it was introduced.
And Destiny
the thing
is
that
a
switches
Gundam.
Parts.
Gundam Destiny is a Gundam. In that
Gundam Seed, the Strike Gundam was the primary vehicle, and they literally were like, hey, I need the launch attachments, so they'd fire out, and he'd become launcher or Strike Launcher Gundam. He'd had the big-ass particle cannon.
This is the only thing you know Gundam over me, because Gundam Seed and Seed Destiny were boring.
I enjoyed those.
I couldn't make it
suck
through.
In life, so.
Well, no, it's,
here,
it's just
I give you this.
Different
I
people
must
like different
piss,
things.
And this is going to be 5-10 minutes.
It'll be for you. See, I'm already done and moving
yeah,
on to the next.
Oh, dude. Explosion that again. Guy
more
looks
explosion.
Awesome at night.
I love the fucking head. The headpiece, the fucking
I'm
eyes.
I'm digging the fact that they're doing more nighttime stuff and it makes it pop more.
Yep.
Like, I'm appreciating these mechs a lot more because of nighttime variants.
Oh, and to clarify, before I get 1,000 fucking messages, I saw Destiny first, and that's why it was boring, and I have not bothered to go back to watch Seed, which probably would have helped Destiny. So don't fucking write me your opinion. I don't care.
Damn.
No, because I know, because I just shit on Destiny, and people fucking love Destiny. But for me, I saw Destiny first, not Seed. So all that story...
To be fair, I didn't make it that far into Destiny.
Was not fucking there.
I watched all of Seed, though.
Yeah, I made it 10 episodes into Destiny and was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't give a fuck. There was something about a wedding, and some bitch was a singer, and then there was a lookalike, and there's a strike thing, and then a guy screams the freedom, and some dude lives on an island, and then there's an airship, and people die, and I'm fucking done. Like,
it's the, the freedom showing up was amazing, though. Yeah, that was a great, awesome
the
episode.
The freedom was a fucking broken shit Gundam.
All right, let's go to next it, and now
that's
we're
the end of him.
I'm going to give this guy a 4.
3.5. 1.
This guy's getting a 4.5.
What was Bill's again?
I gave 3.5, so that's 3.5, 4.1, 4.5. And then whatever you give.
Wait, wait. Okay. Who had the 4?
No, there's a 4.1, a 4.5, and a 3.5.
And then whatever you give it.
Yeah, whatever you give it.
Because I think Seth already dropped his. His was a 3.5. But
okay.
I think I got somebody else's wrong. So somebody did a 4.1, right?
Yes.
That's me.
4.1 plus... was a 4.5?
Yep. Because I like that guy just as much as I like
you. You said 3.5?
Yep.
I'm just going to give it a solid 3.
And then divide by 5.
Equals, divide by 5. So that's a 3.72 for that thing.
I've never seen something so stupid.
What? Oh, what? Just in time for stupid.
That's right. Note to self, 3 bottles of tea is too goddamn many.
For a tiny bladder.
Bill,
okay.
He's a diuretic. What? It makes you piss a lot.
Rocket drill. Go Buster. Oh.
What the fuck is that?
God damn it. I was hoping we wouldn't run into something dumb.
Okay, so hold on. We started off on a really cool point.
Told ya.
It got a little better. Kind of peaked.
Got a little worse.
No.
It tanked.
So this guy drills around and then has missiles friends and somebody shoots him and he blows up and we move the fuck on. Next.
Yeah, this guy gets a 2.
Cool attack? Yes.
Yes.
Not cool design.
Impractical, to be fair. How do you do it? Do you hover? Because you can't walk unless you got ballerina balance.
For a robot.
Technically, he twirls towards
I don't
the
think
enemy
he
thing.
Ever. I don't think he ever touches the ground. I think that's what his arms are about. I think they're giant retarded. I don't think they're missiles. I think they're giant Vernier thrusters.
Because he can't fucking walk. He has to fucking hover, and the attack is awesome.
Oh, wait. You might be able to give him some credibility. He does remind me of something.
Same thing it's reminding me of, which is Drill Rhino.
It's reminding me something. I can't think of it.
Okay, now that you say that, I'll go ahead and agree with that, but no... Zone of Enders, their mechs kind of look like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they refuse to stand on the fucking ground.
Yeah.
All the time
just
with the
like,
floating.
Just like 52 Superman.
Yes.
Yep.
We don't walk.
He reminds me of Zone of Enders.
Okay, that got a little bit better.
Next.
I will
kick,
cheat,
bitch!
That is so sweet!
Yeah. He just looks
Rider,
dumb.
Oh, wait.
He looks dumb, but see... This is what I mean about the attitude of this show. I can already see it. Even this dumb-looking dude
makes him
looks
look cool.
Really fucking cool.
He's. Nah. Gonna, I'm gonna give him a 2. I was gonna drop it, but no, I'm gonna give him a 2. That's fine.
I mean, I can't justify giving him a 3.
No,
but I'll give him a 2. I ain't gonna go lower than that.
Oh, to a 1.5.
2.3.
Damn it! You would make it even more difficult because I was just gonna give him a 2.5. That way, he gets a straight 2. Just
nope.
Like Shane gives his old lady.
Nope.
2.06. I haven't done it in a while. I had to.
Okay, we are going on to Rocket Go Buster. Oh, wait a second. What the fuck?
Same thing?
Did you mess up, Bill?
No, the other one was Rocket Drill Go Buster O.
Oh.
This is Rocket Go Buster O. So he's not going to have drill feet.
That you know
no
of.
No drill feet.
Oh, okay.
Now he just looks stupid.
Next. Believe it or not, drill feet made him cool. Drill feet made him cool.
Seth, give this guy a 1.
1.5.
Yeah, I'm down there now at 1.5. He
damn
needs
it.
The drill feet.
We. I'm sorry. The last guy I thought, now we're getting to dumb.
One.
That was dumber.
Okay, there we go.
We got
a 1.3.
Please, we need to end this on a high note.
And apparently a puppy who's mad because I think he lost his toy.
Oh, shit.
That's what that noise has been.
Bill?
Okay, we are looking at Tategami Leo.
Oh, hey, that one.
Okay. Something about this looks familiar.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm not despising it yet.
Isn't it kind of like a Ninjor's secondary form?
The color kind of reminds me of Ninjor.
Next.
It's the lion. Mm. It's the lion's a bike.
Which is pretty cool.
Then the red thing, the red car is not a lion.
He's got like a weird spear thingy.
And a shield. It's a javelin. Throw that bitch.
I don't know if I'm...
Greckles, watch out! The lightning javelin.
There's like four people who listen to our show who get that reference.
Next.
See, he looks a little bit better.
He looks... I think he looks actually kind of cool. The CGI... No, lion, I don't know. But the robot looks cool.
Well, that's the shield now, so it's all right.
Don't be making fun of Flower Lion.
Hey!
It's Lotus Lion.
Oh, shit.
You know,
and it's fucking majestic.
Next. We're done with that guy.
I'm giving it a 3. I think it's cool.
I'll give it a straight 3.
Yep, I like it.
Okay. At least it doesn't have 15 different forms.
Not yet.
I'll give it a 3.
3.
This is cool drill.
Bill, your last one.
2.8.
You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're making him do basic math.
2.96. And by the way, I just realized fucking something.
What?
In our standard ways of Power Rangers here in America, we're going to milk this for all it's worth. So in order to get an entire season out of GoBusters, they're going to do one season as the animals, and then the next is going to be all the fucking car shit.
More than likely.
So that's how they get Scott's favorite of
Super.
So, Super Beast Morpher.
So
right now,
Saban, hire me. I'll write everything for you.
We're gonna go
to tell you what you're gonna do.
We're gonna go to Tategami Metal Gear Solid 2 Ryozuian.
What? Metal Gear Solid?
The fuck?
It's a dragon.
I think we've seen this before.
Next.
With the bird thingy.
It's a dragon.
I mean,
once again, the attitude. He looks cool when he's all attitude and moving.
This might have some of the like dino guys involved too.
It looks like it does actually.
It's a
maybe it was their crossover episode form.
Probably
possible.
Then it's not a dragon.
No, it's a
raptor. Fucking T Rex.
Next
or T Rex.
The motherfucking toy. Yeah, the toy
sucks. We've seen worse toys.
Yeah, the toy's not that bad compared to certain other toys. Like, I don't know.
Tonka trunk cans.
A pyramid.
Oh, yeah, that thing. You can't never forget that. Fucking thing looked like a... That thing looked like a fucking brick of shit.
I'm making fun of your pyramid. It's going to be heavy as shit if they do a legacy of it.
Oh, God.
Hopefully they make it look better. And maybe they'll make it out of solid fucking gold.
Oh, man, I would buy it for sure.
No, you wouldn't because you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, that's true.
I will sell a kidney and a heart and a lung and a brain.
Yeah, and who?
That guy's done.
Whose are you going to sell, Shane?
His coworkers because some of them ain't using them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll go 3 for that.
I'm going to give that thing a 2.5. I don't care for it a lot. It's okay if you're a fan.
Yeah. 2. Look at that guy.
Nikolai.
2.7625.
Amazing.
2.5525. So 2.55. Suck my chode!
Group pictures.
Sons of bitches.
Okay, victory lap. There it is.
Yeah. Dude, he's got a best. Sword. He actually has a weapon.
Had I seen that sword, it would have helped him a lot.
Yeah. Okay,
like this red dude right here
he
is
so
my
cool.
favorite of everything we saw.
I like the copter. And what the fuck is the blue thing again? That's a gorilla. Gorilla, sorry. It was really hard to tell for a minute.
Technically.
It's the stage lights.
Oh, man.
Damn, those people are super tiny.
That's what we've been trying to say. These things are huge.
They're building size, except for the copter. Copter's like, you know,
next
boat size, ship size. It looks like he's trying to cut his sword.
No, he's sharpening it.
They're playing rock, paper, scissors, and this guy always wins because he can only shoot paper.
I don't know, because technically, I mean, he can only shoot rock unless he flips around the blades.
Yeah,
true. Next. Yeah. Okay. That was this.
That was the GoBustas.
I'm actually excited for this.
It looks pretty cool, actually. So, that was that. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.